Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, proud of this team. You know, we never feel like, we never doubted it. You know, it didn't look, it wasn't pretty, that's for sure. But this defense was so fun to watch. Congrats to them. Man, it was so fun to watch. They won the game for us. I didn't throw very well tonight. You know, need to be better. But, we did what we had to do, and that's what it takes in the playoffs. And just proud of this team. That was fun, man. That was fun to get one at home and look forward to be back here next week.
That was Drake May in his post-game press conference before he was off to play ping pong with his brothers till 2 a.m. I hope he was listening to Six Rings, Fitzy, while they were playing ping pong in the basement or a game room. Like, put Six Rings on. Listen to us. We're nice. Yeah,
especially considering that we were giving him his flowers and telling him what a great job he did.
Absolutely. So that was Drake May talking about the win. Home win, fun win, 16-3, you advance. Fitzy, everything we thought we knew about the New England Patriots after
was seven, all a lie.
I kind of feel like that. After I watched last night's game, I come away from that game saying Drake May's up and down, turnovers, but can make some plays. The running backs are the best part of the offense. The offensive line is shaky at best. The defense is really good. They're going to lead the way to victory. That performance last night feels like what I thought the football team might be in August projecting into September. My preseason belief that the running backs are good, the line is bad, Drake is questionable, and the defense is veteran-based. And that team, the problem is we didn't see that team a lot this year, right?
Nope.
We started to question the defensive front with Milton Williams out and Landry hurt, the issues with Stevenson, and Henderson was a slow starter. Stevenson disappears for a while, and that opened the door for basically Drake May in the passing game to take over. And they were this like key to the offense. So is the Patriots team evolving? Is it regressing? Was this just a strict game plan? You know, the old Belichickian, we're going to be multiple and we're going to do whatever it takes on any given night to win. What do we make of this performance that is probably not much of what we expected?
This is a pivot and plan to me. They did what they needed to do, given the strength of what the other team had, how they played, and what they were good at versus the strengths of the Patriots. So they knew they could run. You could run against the Chargers a little bit. At least, I mean, their run defense was eighth best. Their pass defense, was fifth best. They were the fifth best defense overall. So that was probably the toughest defense the Patriots faced all season long. So they took advantage of what they could. They took their shots when they thought they could. And they utilized what was given to them as opposed to trying to, and this was a little bit of a narrative we had on our show last week that I pushed back against, trying to just do what you do and like, hey, you know, we're the Drake May deep ball society of the NFL and you're just going to have to deal with it. Like, well, that's probably not going to work out that well for you with those two great safeties and their young spry cornerbacks. But mixing and matching the way that they did and riding the hot hand of Ramondre, who's been their best player the last month of the year offensively, that was smart work. So It was a game plan based offense, which we know from Josh McDaniels and his 2 seasons now. He's almost been an offensive coordinator for 2 seasons worth of playoff games. I think the guy's got pretty decent experience. That was pivot and plan, not a regression. And you're right, it did remind us more of what we thought they were going to be early in the season. Lean on the ground game, play action, let Drake evolve. Drake's postseason confidence will build if they're able to continue to establish the ground game.
I also think it's something good to put on tape, both sides of the ball. Zach Kaur blitzing, I think it was 46% of the time. Now, is that game plan? Is that an evolving defense and philosophy? Who knows? But if you play Pittsburgh or you play the Texans, they have to prepare for all of it. They have to prepare for offensively all of it. Are you going to be run-based? Is it Ramondre Stevenson as the straw that stirs the Patriots' offensive drink? Like, I think this is, in a way, good, but I find it interesting because I agree with you with Josh and what they've always done and all that, but it was a week in which we heard ad nauseum, no new mac and cheese, no new macaroni, don't change the macaroni recipe on Thanksgiving Day, don't mess with it, and then they kind of went out and messed with it a little bit.
Well, but it's not like they pivoted to an RPO team or they didn't go to the wishbone. I mean,
well, no, but excuse me, they did actually run an option play.
They did, and guess what? It worked. It was awesome.
Yeah, so you know that whole no new macaroni. So we have Efton Chisholm throwing to Drake May. We're running the option down the right side with a fake pitch, like he's freaking Tommy Frazier at Nebraska back in the '90s. And I was told there'd be no new macaroni. That felt like a little bit of new macaroni.
Well, they had that. They just hadn't. They had that macaroni in the pantry. They just hadn't cooked it yet.
Oh, so it's old macaroni. 617-779-7937. Let's work in Jay in Portland, who has a thought on what the Pats look like. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. What a win. Hart, what a great question. And they are evolving in front of our eyes.
There you go.
Seriously. I'm not kidding. After what we saw in that first half and what happened in the second half, you got to figure things out. And I think they got punched in the throat a little bit. Drake had a tough time in the first half, and then coaching staff, Efton Chisholm, special teams, Marcus Jones, they all stepped up in certain ways. You know, they're finding different ways to win the game, not each quarter, but each possession. They're finding different ways, and it was fun to watch last night. I wasn't scared at all that first half. I wasn't. I felt very comfortable that they would do something in the second half to, you know, come away with a win. But I didn't know, and the way they did it, that pass to Henry, oh, my God. But I think the answer to your question, they are evolving.
Thanks for the call, Jay. Mm-hmm. So the Patriots are evolving. Now, I will say the evolution, the Chargers have something to do with this, only resulted in 16 points. This is an offense that we had thought had reached kind of the roll out of bed and be high 20s, knocking on the door of 30s type points. And again, very good defense they went against, maybe best all-around team they went against, and they were at 9-3 in the third quarter. And
but they held them in check. I mean, they dominated them. I mean, you scored as many points as you needed to win last night. Like, there was no doubt. At 16-3, when they hit the touchdown to Hunter Henry, game was over.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I kind of thought the game was already basically over, but you're right. When you're in a one-possession game, weird ball bounce, something happens, it's not really over. When you made it 16-3 there, you mm-hmm. legitimately closed the door and said this game is over. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. Drake May, 1-0 in the postseason. How you feeling about your MVP candidate, second-year quarterback? He's young. He made some plays, made some mistakes. He'll learn from it. We'll talk to him, hopefully, in about an hour from now about everything that went on last night. Justin Herbert, is he a broken quarterback? Are you taking a little victory lap of putting maybe a nail in his postseason coffin type thing early in his career? Up next here, though, on WEEI Afternoons, it is 3 o'clock, and it's time for the three-point stances. And you will not be surprised to find out that Dan Ball and Fitzy are mad about the same thing. And it's certainly not the Patriots. It rhymes with Red Sox, and it has to do with spending and Bregman. That's all next. Three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free.
National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.